Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 350 of Heroes Unlimited. What's on this page? Well, I refer you to the inscription in stone at the top of this page that says Ancient Weapons. That's right, it's a big illustrated list of ancient weapons. From axes to polearms to spears to more goddamn knives. This page was in Ninjas and Super Spies. It is of ancient lineage. This like fourth-hand photocopy of a page presumably originally from Palladium Fantasy has been published in many, many Palladium books. And you know, if you want to buy a Vulge or a Runka or a stone axe, this is the place for you. But we've already talked about this. So let's turn away from these polearms and these additional identical knives and instead, once again, discuss the most wonderful thing on a random page of transdimensional Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm rolling the dice now. So that's a 30. This is the beginning of the skill list and skill descriptions for the new skills introduced in Transdimensional TMNT. Now, this is a time travel game, so it needs to have historical skills. We've talked before about the Time Traveler skill package that's offered in this game. There are actually a number of different packages for time travelers that are useful skills to know if you're someone who travels in time. I'm going to try to stay away from the points that I made back then and instead talk about the individual skills that are offered, because this page has got a list of those individual skills. I really like a number of these skills and the way that they're presented. First of all, there's a number of specific history skills that talk about different time periods, and the skill descriptions note what's happening in those time periods and what weapons are commonly used, making skill selection a little easier, right? I'm an expert in 18th century history. What guns do I need to know about? Oh, it says right here, this is the Age of Flintlock guns. There's also a note that the Ancient Civilizations history skill tells you about recorded history, but not all history is recorded. A lot of it isn't during that period. So while you know things about Mesopotamian, Sumerian, Babylonian, Egyptian, Phoenician, Greek, and Persian civilizations, there are a lot of things that simply aren't on the record and therefore you don't know them. Great little detail there. I also appreciate the minimum strength to learn the blacksmith skill. I appreciate the flint working ability. This is like one of those historical skills that a lesser game might be inclined to write off as like primitive, like these are unskilled people. Whereas here, it gives the flint workers the respect that they deserve. It's hard to make an obsidian arrowhead, the soft-handed podcast host said as though he had just dragged a bison home to feed his family. I mean, I presume it's hard to make an obsidian arrowhead, and I appreciate that the game treats skills as skills, is my point. My favorite skill here, though, and it's not described on this page, but, you know, we're not going to talk about a ton more transdimensional TMNT because the season is almost over, and it's listed on this page. It's on the list of skills which are introduced here, so I think it's fair game. My favorite skill is paleontology. For the amount that dinosaurs show up in role-playing games in the most unlikely scenarios, like on the top five list of things that show up places they shouldn't be in role-playing games because gamers like them, it's got to be, in no particular order, zombies, magic swords, taverns, personal hygiene, and dinosaurs. But for all that they show up everywhere, rarely do you find an actual skill for dealing with dinosaurs, especially like a skill anybody can take as opposed to like a class feature, you know, where somebody's a dinosaur rider and therefore they can, you know, dinosaur whisper or whatever. But here, it's a real useful scientific skill because you can go to time periods with dinosaurs. Quote, study of prehistoric life through the examination of ancient bones and fossils. A successful roll means the character can identify the species and time period of any prehistoric animals, including dinosaurs. Character also has an immediate chance of identifying the time period of any particular prehistoric era simply by observing local vegetation. This is brilliant. This last part is brilliant. If you've been paying attention to the coverage of Transdimensional TMNT throughout the season, you know that the way time travel works is that you can only like time travel to specific eras readily. So like the 18th century period that we talked about yesterday, that's one period, and then another one would be like dinosaur times. But there are multiple versions of dinosaur times, separated by millions of years. The times you can travel to are clustered closer together, closer to the present, and then there's more distance between them in the far past. What this means is that paleontology becomes a useful skill for identifying what time period you're in, because there's enough distance between the prehistoric junctures, so to speak, the periods you can visit, that the flora is different enough that a trained paleontologist would be able to use it to figure out when the group has traveled to. It's so organic, and yet it's such a brilliant way to make this skill useful, even if the group's not getting attacked by dinosaurs, which, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. And you build your character, and you know, you create a paleontologist adventurer in anticipation of befriending slash being attacked by a dinosaur. Could be one or the other, could be both. Maybe it depends on how you play your cards. But unless your game is a sort of like dating sim for dinosaurs, where you just meet an endless succession of dinosaurs and either piss them off or become their best friend, and I'm not saying don't do that, but unless you do that, some of your sessions, some of your time travels, there won't be any dinosaurs necessarily around. And even some of your trips to prehistory, you may not want to introduce a dinosaur attack right away as a GM. You may want to build some anticipation, right? This skill gives the paleontologist a way to contribute to the group, to get useful information, to feel like a scientist, to feel like, you know, I am our guide on our travels to the past, without having to drop in a dinosaur encounter right away. It's great. Like, I feel like a character with this skill would be a great Doctor Who companion, if Doctor Who had the budget to routinely go to dinosaur times, which it conspicuously doesn't. Like, given the Doctor's personality, given the Doctor's time machine, you would expect the Doctor to spend an awful lot of time running around looking at dinosaurs. The Doctor notably does not do this very often, and the production expense of doing dinosaur times stories is the only reason, as far as I'm concerned. Whenever we're not seeing the Doctor, like whenever the Doctor is off screen, I assume that the Doctor is playing with dinosaurs. But yeah, science skills are tricky. This is a really good one. It's useful, it's practical, it's not punishingly difficult. It's got a 40% base skill level, plus 5% per level of experience. If you're an educated character with like a plus 15 to plus 20% bonus, then you've got a decent chance of success up front that will pretty rapidly rise through the early levels. So you get to be good at the thing that you're good at. Imagine that. Even though paleontology only appears on a list here on page 30 and the description comes later, I'm going to say that the inclusion of paleontology is the most wonderful thing on this page. Although, you know, there are lots of little things. Like, there's a note that if you have the history, Roman skill, you not only know Roman history, but you also have a basic understanding of Etruscan culture. What a wonderful little detail. The medieval history skill calls out that you have a knowledge of Muslim civilization as well as the traditional Eurocentric feudal knights and castles stuff. Really good reminder. It's an important thing to know about that time period. I like knights and castles too, but you know what? You go back to this period, Islamic societies are kind of the place to be. Even just something as simple as separating the riding skill from the teamster slash wagoner skill, just a nice little touch. But those are all little details the game gets right. Paleontologist is a character concept. That's a skill that's pulling its weight, so that's my favorite thing. Join me next time as Heroes Unlimited continues to blather on about medieval weapons, and you know what that means, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. The transdimensional TMNT theme, used under a Creative Commons license, is Acapulco 2000 by Jack Fetterman and the In Hi-Fi Music Direction, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.